Kevin Amos in with you. There are a couple of events coming up, and one of the events is from the Western Pennsylvania Black Political Assembly, Saturday, April 2nd, 2022, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Wyndham Pittsburgh University Center, which is located at 100 Linton Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. And it's their annual fundraiser, and tickets can be purchased by going to their website at info@allapgh.com. For more information, go to info@allapgh.com. Okay, you can email them at that address. And there are tickets available. And that's from the Western Pennsylvania Black Political Assembly. So that's some information there for you. Coming up next weekend, it's a massive music weekend here at WRCT Pittsburgh. And we have music that you've heard before or never heard before. A lot of different specials coming up between Friday and Sunday. So be sure to stay tuned to this station right here, 88.3 FM, or www.wrct.org for all the details. Today there is an event coming up around 6 p.m., and that event is the event on the conversation about his current exhibition, Who Are You? The Black Yahoo Gardeners and Farmers of Pittsburgh Co-op will provide a farmer's market with planting and kits provided by Soul Sisters Plant Nursery. And other events include story time with Latia Buck, with the reading of Amber Learns the Alphabet, and a performance by the Cam Chambers and Band. And quarterly community days is sponsored by UPMC and the UPMC Health Plan. So that's it for now.
Change is out. Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
We'll be right back. Staff Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Staff Brothers Pizza offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Staff Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Staff Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information or to place a takeout order, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPACBrothers.com.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT in sound from way out.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, the pro-gun right has gone absolutely nuts after the assassination of the former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Now, the assassination itself is a major, major political story. It's been widely covered over the last 3 days, and there's not so much to add about that. It's a story of global significance and Japanese significance, etc. And most of what there is to say about that has been said. I want to focus on the reaction to this assassination, which was done with a firearm, from the pro-gun right in the United States, who has rallied around this assassination to say, look, gun control is strict in Japan, and a former prime minister was assassinated. And this proves that it doesn't matter what you do in terms of guns. This proves that restricting guns doesn't make a difference. And of course, they're completely wrong. And we're going to look at the data and we're going to make an empirical case for why that is. Now, just to sort of set the stage, what we have learned about this assassination, this is per NPR, political motivations have been denied by the shooter. He told police the attack had been planned for months. Abe was shot from behind in the western city of Nara while speaking at a campaign event. Police arrested Tetsuya Yamagami, a 41-year-old, at the scene. Yamagami, an unemployed former sailor in the Maritime Armed Forces of Japan, confessed to the killing, for which he used a handmade firearm, according to police. And that's an element of the reaction that we are hearing from many, which is, look, even if you restrict firearms completely to the point of making them illegal, people will just make them at home, and we're going to get back to that. But the most important top line thing to understand is that although there has been a killing, this is, you know, last week we had this caller who said, David, why aren't anecdotes okay to understand the world around us? Anecdotes are our experience. And the point I made was, if you extrapolate from an anecdote, you often will be wrong. And the fact that someone was killed with a gun in Japan misses the reality that the rate of gun death in Japan is a fraction of what it is in the United States. The numbers are actually quite stunning. Two important bits of data. First of all, very few people own guns in Japan. And I think nobody denies that part. In the U.S., there's an estimate of 120 guns per 100 people. That's more than one gun per person in the United States. Whereas in Japan, it's 0.3 guns per 100 people. So that's the gun ownership rate. And then if you continue in looking at this BBC article, you see that gun deaths in Japan are extremely rare. In the U.S., there are 7 deaths by firearm per 100,000 people, whereas in Japan, it's 0.03. Japan's rate of gun death is a fraction. And in fact, the U.S. rate of gun death is 23,000% higher than the rate in Japan. That's not a typo. 23,000% higher. So then you go to, well, the person made the gun at home, so you can't prevent that. Well, imagine if the only way to shoot someone was to make the gun at home. Think about that. If you could, if that was really the way, if you wanted to shoot someone, you had to make a firearm in your house. Imagine how much lower gun violence would be, because most people aren't going to do that. Guns are not illegal in Japan. They're just much more difficult to obtain. And this has worked at making the gun violence, the gun death rate, almost zero. If to buy a gun in Japan, you need to take a firearms class, pass a written exam, which is only held 3 times a year. So you can't just say, well, I want it tomorrow. It's held 3 times a year. You've got to get a doctor's note saying you're mentally fit and have no history of drug abuse. You have to ask for a permit to do firing training. That can take a month. You have to be interviewed by police and explain why.